Alaska has been a prime nesting ground for birds for a long, long time, at least 70 million years to be more exact. A paleontologist with the Museum of Nature and Science in Texas recently identified two new prehistoric bird species who spent time in the area that is now Denali National Park. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
Over the last 70 million years or so, the rock formations in Denali National Park squished together in just the right way to perfectly preserve lots of fossilized bird tracks.
The diversity of fossil bird tracks in the Cantwell Formation of Denali National Park is second to none anywhere in the world.
Paleontologist Tony Fiorillo gets a little worked up talking about fossils in Denali. He uses phrases you probably never expected to hear, like paleontological candy store.
Denali has just proven candy riches beyond our expectations. We have discovered literally thousands upon thousands of fossil footprints of a variety of different kinds of animals.
In a paper published in December in the Journal of Systematic Paleontology, Fiorillo describes two new prehistoric bird species he identified in the park.
I love the symmetry of it in that we named a very big bird and a very small bird.
The big bird is called
Magnoavipes denaliensis. And based on the tracks and studying the anatomy preserved in the tracks, we feel that this bird was I suppose the best modern example would be a very large crane. What do I mean by very large? I mean something on the order of a whooping crane.
And the smaller bird?
Gruipeta fagrandiunus. And it references a set of small tracks that we found, something a bit smaller than your average sandpiper.
The tracks from the two new bird species were found alongside the well-preserved tracks of four other prehistoric birds that had already been discovered. Fiorillo says many of the tracks have also been identified in North America and Asia. He says that means the birds were likely using Alaska as a nesting ground.
It tells us that Alaska seems to have served that role for at least the last 70 million years, that it was a good place for birds to come and nest.
Fiorillo says the journal article is based on summer research from 2007 to 2009. He says last year's fieldwork yielded even more finds, and he says he can't wait to get back to Denali National Park this summer.
Every year we go in there, every year we find new things, and every year we come out and we have to readjust the models that we come up with. And that's what makes it so exciting, is, you know, we haven't even begun to hit the point where the data are hitting a plateau. So every year is an exciting new opportunity to find something different.
Fiorillo says Alaska seems to have been a very rich ecosystem 70 million years ago, with dinosaur fossils from the North Slope to the southeast part of the state. And he hopes to extend his work to other national parks and preserves in Alaska, like Yukon Charlie and Wrangell St. Elias. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.